rings on my wrist. You're listening to the Real Batch podcast, where we use astrology, energy work, intention, spirituality, and a little bit of rebellion to take you from stuck to oh, fuck. Welcome to the Real Batch podcast with your host, Ashley Betchley, episode one, What's a Real Batch? So, my name's Ashley Betchley. The name of the podcast, as I just mentioned, is The Real Batch. But what is a real batch? So in this episode, I'm going to get into what that means, what my mission is, and who this podcast is for. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, but I want to make sure that we keep the focus on you. So what's a real batch? Who is this for? This is really for anyone looking to take up space in the world, to step into their power. This is for people who feel like they're living life on the sidelines and don't know what their thing is or don't know the next step in their life. And that happens so many times in our life, right? But this is really about getting loud, empowering ourselves, and stepping into what we want. So for me, I really spent a long time being stuck and spent a lot of time and money with both spiritual retreats and just internal reflection of what's my purpose? What's the thing that I'm supposed to do? And why does it feel so blurry? You know, I see other people with their niche over the years. Okay, they're a relationship coach, or they're in crypto, or they are really passionate about inspiring creators. And I never really felt like I could just stick to one thing, and it always felt like I wasn't good enough, which is not true. But I spent a lot of time in comparison and really not sure what I wanted to do and didn't feel confident. And you really have to be your biggest advocate. You have to be clear on who you are and what you want to do to really put yourself out there, right? And then I realized that perfectionism is just really an excuse not to get started, right? You can't find your thing from the sidelines, and your purpose doesn't find you. You play around and step into your purpose, and your purpose can change and evolve over time. It's not just one thing. Just like we have so many relationships that teach us so many different things, that's kind of like your purpose. And we'll get into this a little bit more in the next episode, but spending a lot of time healing and reflecting and learning about astrology just gave me that kick in the butt that I needed. It's like this energy just came through me, and it was so obvious of what I needed to do. I already knew it in my soul of what I should be doing, but we all kind of need that reminder sometimes, right? That's why we may see an astrologer or a psychic or something. When they tell you something, you're like, fuck yes. But you already knew it. You just needed that energy to come through another person or another source. And that's what astrology did for me, where it was, okay, you know the energy of what you should be doing, how it manifests could look so many different ways. And instead of getting so stuck on the one way that it should come through, play with all the ways. Like, stop thinking about how you're perceived and how you look and all these other things, and just play with it already. So I'm an Aquarius, which we're kind of rebellious, but I also have a lot of Virgo in my chart, which is very grounding. I can be very judgmental of myself. And I just spent way too long in my head thinking about what I should be doing. This podcast has been something I've been wanting to do for years, but I didn't know what exactly I wanted it to be. I got so stuck in the technical instead of the creative. And I don't believe that spirit or your future self shows you something if you're not able to execute it. There's a million different ways to get there. And I kept doubting myself. And then I'm like, well, I've said I'm going to do this for so long and I didn't do it. So you're kind of seeing a theme here, right? Of constantly getting in our own way and not just stepping into it and saying, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to do it and see where the cards lie. Diamonds on my wrist, diamonds Ew, who does she think she is doing her own commercial? Oh yeah, that's right, me. If you're enjoying the show, which I hope you are, make sure to like, subscribe, and if you're feeling fancy, which I think you are, head over to Instagram, @ashbetchbaby, and join the Real Betch community where we expand even more on all these topics. Okay, bye. I trust myself enough. I'm just going to do it. And I trust all the work I've done on myself that it's going to come through and the right people are going to find me. And I'm going to find the right people that I can help. So this is really for people who feel that way. Maybe there's a side hustle you've been wanting to do. Maybe there's a career. Maybe there's something you want to change in your relationship or the type of partners you attract. And astrology helped me with all of that. And not your basic bitch astrology of my sun sign and what about him? What about this? No, I use the energy of astrology along with a lot of other energy work and tools such as intention setting and all of that to really ground myself and self-master myself on who I am. I can't be focusing on all of these external things if I don't even know who I am. And so that's really what I want to bring to the table for you is teaching you how to self-master yourself. First of all, using a baseline of astrology. There's so many parts of a chart. And again, we'll get into that in the next episode. But really, there's career points. There's relationship points. It is so incredibly powerful. And what really got me into astrology and even deeper on this self-love journey, if you will, was just a lot of events that happened in my life. We all go through dark nights of the soul. And I definitely, looking back, went through years and years of dark nights of the soul. I was married and then divorced. And then my best friend slash my mom died unexpectedly. And then I had a terrible boss who wanted to ruin my career because of her own, you know, demons, if you will. And then my dog of almost 15 years died. And it's like, come on, man. Like, I need to make sense of this. And it's just one thing after another after another. And I just thought, you know, how much more can I take? Well, what if I use all of this and all of the healing I've done and all of the self-doubting that I've done and turn it into something where people don't have to go through years and years and years of this? Where they can take the information and what I've learned and turn shit into gold. Because I'm telling you, once I dedicated myself to this journey, everything became so clear. You can hear it in my voice, how passionate I get about it. When I work with clients, when I share this with my friends and see them use these tools to get unstuck again and again, it brings me so much joy. And I want to be clear that you don't need a major life event in your life to make you feel stuck. Sometimes when there's really hard events that happen in our life, those can really bring out resilience in us. It's that day-to-day grind and the little things that can really chip away at our soul. And it's really an energetic dance, an emotional bank account. Are you putting into yourself as much as you're taking out? How dedicated are you to your self-care and self-love practice? I mean, what are you doing to change your energy? What are you doing to set the intention of your life? Or are you a blank canvas letting other people paint you the way that they want to paint you? And so I've done several spiritual retreats of trying to find my purpose and my soul calling. And while I did a lot of great energetic work, it didn't make it clear what I should do enough for me to take action. And that's okay. But it taught me that I wanted to create a program. I wanted to create a methodology to get people unstuck and on their way quicker. I mean, I'm impatient as hell. And if you're patient, God bless you, because I've just accepted that that's part of who I am. And I'm good with it most of the time. But this is really a way for us to come together in this forum to rebel against that things need to take so much time, that there's a way to get unstuck, that there is energy work you can do, there is astrology you can do to level up every area of your life. And this isn't some bold claim that I'm making that I can't back up. I use the things that I'm going to teach you almost even on a daily basis. And it is something I'm so passionate about because I even look back at last year and I felt so down all the time. And I remember I'd get together with my friend weekly, we'd do intentions, we'd do energy work, and we take pictures of ourselves and we'd say, let's look back on this a year from now and remember how far we've come. We just felt like the life had been sucked out of us. And we honored that it was okay, that we knew that it would change. And we played around with energy, astrology, everything to see what worked for us. And guess what? I found what worked for me. And it's something that I am so excited to share and really inspired me to just get loud and take up space and rebel and say, you know what? I don't need to have it all together. I have it together more than I think I do. And I'm ready to get loud and take up space. And I know there are so many people who feel the way that I feel and are ready just to say, fuck it, and take the next step in their life. And use these practices to keep them going. So if you feel stuck or challenged energetically, internally, or externally in your life, maybe you feel unhappy with your career and you're not sure what your calling is and your next purpose, but you know you're meant to do something more, you know that there's things that you're passionate about and you don't know how to take the next step, this is for you. This is for you even if you feel really good with everything and you just want a podcast to listen to and be relaxed and raise your vibe just by listening to these energy tools, because what we put into our subconscious is so important. The music, TV, podcasts, everything, it is programming our subconscious mind. So if you're ready to get loud, take up space, rebel against the way that you think you should be doing something, this is for you. This is for you if you want to learn about astrology, self-care, energy work to quickly level up your life again and again and again. And I just will not stop saying that because I'm so passionate about it. In this season, we're going to talk a lot about polarizing subjects. We're going to look at astrology. We're going to look at self-care. We're going to talk about what works, what doesn't work, how to use astrology, how to step into the Real Batch program. And I just thank you for being a part of this journey. And this podcast, I want to be clear, is for all genders. I believe that men need to be leveled up just as women. I am huge on women empowerment. And more than just that, I am into human empowerment. So it's incredibly amazing to do energy work, not just with women, but with men. I have worked with men who are now very passionate about journaling and intention setting and energy work. And it's incredible to see, you know, and men need to be empowered. Well, we should really be self-empowering. And I think empower gets overused, but I do believe that all of us need energy tools and support, and that support in relationships to encourage each other to do self-care, to encourage each other to share those intentions and those goals with each other. And I've used astrology in my relationships, not to analyze their chart in private, but to share it with them and use it as a conversation opener to talk about what we've been through, what our goals are, and also to shed light on possible career or side hustle ideas. And to see that light go on for other people is just amazing, because it's the light that I have seen go on for myself. And that's the light I want you to feel. I want you to feel that excitement and that rush of energy of, oh my God, I can't wait to do something with this because I feel it in my soul. And it could be something so small or it could be something so big, but I want to provide you that support. This is for you if you want a non-judgmental, fun, kick-ass place to come to feel like you can take that next step. And in life, there's always a next step. And to be honest, sometimes it's exhausting. Like, can't I just chill? But, you know, this is Earth School. We're here to grow. We're here to learn. There's so many programs and podcasts on that, but none from this perspective. And I want to create a community with you to just be really vulnerable, to not act like we all have it together, because none of us do. Nor should we, right? Okay, well, maybe. But to really use this energy to propel ourselves forward, we go farther together. My mission at The Real Betch is to help you get unstuck, to self-coach, self-master yourself, use astrology, self-care, self-mastery, all the things to propel you forward in life and rebel against that it needs to take so long or that it takes a 6-month program, all of these things. It just starts with you deciding that you're willing to step into the unknown, you're willing to try something new, you're willing to shift your beliefs to change your internal or external world, and you're ready to shake shit up and take up space. You know, like literally take up space and not be so concerned about what other people think or what you even think of yourself. Because guess what? We're here for a purpose. Truly. You can use astrology. I am here to teach astrology for you to understand that, like, we literally have a purpose. We have a north node. We have a destiny point. We have past lives. We have skills that we have. And sometimes our gifts are so close to us, we can't even see them. But we are here to exhaust our gifts to the world and to ourselves. And sometimes we just need permission or a coach to do those things. I hired a coach even to help me launch this program because I knew I needed that support so I could step into my creativity so that I could be held accountable to know that I was finally going to do this thing. And guess what? Now it's happening. You're listening to this podcast. This is proof of this. So we're really going to get into talking about how astrology brought me here, what astrology isn't to me, things I can't stand about mainstream astrology. We're going to talk about self-care from an entirely different perspective and a bunch of things that I don't even know that I'm going to talk about yet, but we're going to talk about those. And we're going to take them from a fun, rebellious standpoint and say we do things the way that we want to do them, not the way that we were told. So stick around. Thank you for listening, and I can't wait to chat with you more. I hope you enjoyed the show, and if you did, remember to hit subscribe, and to stay updated, head over to Instagram. The handle is ashbetchbaby. It's like bitch with an E. Okay, see you next time.